Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, August 27th, 2008. All of the geek with none of that weight that we know that both Obama and McCain both hate. So no matter who gets elected, Billy Flynn, they love GRD.
That's true. Unless, of course, the new focus group poll says that they prefer it the other way.
That wouldn't happen.
Okay.
They love us,
politicians have never lied.
We are minor internet celebrities.
That's true.
As a matter of fact,
baby, mix.
Right now on this here Wednesday comic book day, I am sitting right across from a minor internet celebrity myself. He's right there. I could touch him.
Where?
Point,
where?
Point, point. It's you, Billy Flynn.
Mecca, lecca, hi. Mecca, hiney, ho.
Ooh. Damn right.
Damn right. As for me, I'm famous too. Yo, I'm up on the post board in every post office in the country.
Huh. You really want to be on that one? Do you think so?
Well, it wasn't my choice, really.
It's not most wanted in that fashion,
I
in that way.
It's not. I am the vicar.
Hello, superior creature.
Well, who am I referring to there? Everyone.
Oh, wow.
Damn right. All right, it's Wednesday, so we are talking comic books. Got a quick look in the old GRD mailbag, although, as I ruffle through it, Billy Flynn, GRD mailbag looking a little thin.
Really?
A little thin.
Oh, snap.
Oh, hells no. We don't like that. That ain't gonna happen.
Don't
right?
get an angry vicar.
That ain't gonna happen. No, because you wouldn't like me when I'm angrified. By the way, today, the 27th of August, it is it's a big day. Here
Huge
in the
day.
GRD studios, it's a ginormous day. It is the 56th birthday, sir.
Uh-huh.
Of Paul Rubens.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Hello. Thank you very much. A fine comedian, a fine man, as a matter of fact.
See?
Absolutely. Hmm. Pee-wee's 56.
I don't really have a drop for Pee-wee in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll just keep moving then.
I'm not gay.
Well, that's for
fine.
Pee-wee?
Yeah, I think that's fine. All right. So we'll just move along. Why? Because we are internet radio celebrities.
See?
We can. Here's what's on the tube tonight, kiddies. This may come as a ginormous surprise to all of you geeks out there waiting with the ear pressed against your car radio. By the way, if you're driving, that's not a good
Dangerous.
Idea. Don't do that.
Dangerous.
But the Democratic National Convention, the DNC, is on every effing channel. It's everywhere. They got it on the big three networks. They got it on your major PBS stations. It's up on CNN. It's up on C-SPAN. It's on Cinemax Spice at Night. They
really?
All got it.
I don't need to see that.
It's crazy.
Crazy indeed. But before they do that, because only PBS shows all of the Democratic National Convention.
That's true.
The major networks, they're just in it for the last hour. So CBS can bring you such fine quality programming as a new episode of Greatest American Dogs.
Oh.
The dogs, dogs tonight face an elephant.
Oh, wow.
Bring it.
Well, I want you to know that
Bring
the,
it.
The title of tonight's show is My Dog Can Fly.
When it's thrown by a damn elephant.
There goes Froofy. Beautiful. That's nice. All
right. Dog doesn't laugh like Goofy when you throw it down her.
ABC, you got your super nanny. She wants to put me in the naughty chair. I can tell. And you got wife swap, which, as I always say, for the uninitiated, is not about what you'd think it would be about.
No, not quite.
No.
NBC's, once again, has America's Got Talent. Again, 10 of the top 40 contestants perform. Again, I believe it's live.
Well, I'll be damned.
It's just like it was last night.
It's a shocker.
Oh, I hope not.
You
can't show that on
not
TV.
Not the shocker.
No.
That's altogether different.
No.
AMC American Movie Classics bringing out the Snoop. Damn right, it's Starsky and Hutch tonight, baby. Oh, followed by Time Cop.
Followed by Time Cop.
You got Snoop and Jean-Claude Van Damme, the Muscles from Brussels.
How can you go wrong?
Hello?
How can you go wrong? Country Music Television has the 2008 CMT Music Awards from Nashville's Curb Event Center at Belmont University. You're going to have Taylor Swift, Toby Keith, and others hosted by Billy Ray Cyrus, Wait, and Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
Together in one room. God.
OMFG?
How can you possibly?
What are we going to do? Biography Channel tonight, it's all about the comedy Howie Mandel, followed by a biography of Robin Williams and a biography of the aforementioned Pee-wee Herman.
Sweet. Tonight on History Channel and Jurassic Fight Club, it's Deep Sea Killers. It's a megalodon versus a biting sperm whale.
Oh.
And this is great because Meg author Steve Alton will be premiering on this tonight. Love
nice.
His books. He's great.
FMC tonight, it's George Hamilton and George Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
Plus Brenda Vaccaro, and you can't lose with
We're
that. Zorro, the Gay Blade.
Oh, fantastic. Tonight, Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam are going to see whether or not the NASA moon landing was faked.
Did it happen? Was it actually cheese?
You have to wait and see.
We don't know.
If I'm watching anything, then I'm flipping it over to Lifetime Television.
For women.
Because a single mother who once worked for drug dealers goes undercover for the FBI to smash this drug ring. Tonight, sir, Diane Keaton
stars in Mom, You're Effed Up
on Thin Ice.
Oh, on Thin. Mine's better.
Yeah, I like yours a lot better.
Yeah, mine's better.
Did you see Diane Keaton working for drugsters?
We saw her completely full on butt ass naked in what was it called? Something's Gotta Give, right?
Something's
Gotta
Give.
Keanu Woe Reeves and Jack Nicholson.
Whoa.
She looks pretty good for a naked, like, what is she, 90 or, I don't know. What
not
is.
That old.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, she looked good to me. Like I have standards.
No,
all right, as I mentioned, GRD mailbag's a little empty.
Oh, empty? Completely empty?
Not completely, no. Oh. I have one small letter with like 10 words in it.
Okay.
But that's it.
I bet it's a powerful message full of hope.
So we'll address that in a moment. From Carl, Carl writes in and says, to Billy Flynn,
yo.
Oh, hell yeah, I got the D reference in Tuesday's show.
Oh.
Carl, that's it. Now, I'm asking you, the D, is this some sort of, like, drug culture reference that I'm not hip enough to get?
No, sir.
I'm going to show you a little bit of the D tonight. How would you like to buy some D? You want to do some D?
Hey, dude, if I buy, I'm buying A or B. If I'm buying D, I'm hurting.
If it moves all the way to D, you're hurting. That's just, like seeds and shit. You don't need that. This is what
I'm
saying.
Well, seeds can help things. But no, no, the
anyway.
D, that would be a sly reference to Tenacious D.
Oh, the
because
D.
Because you started
see.
Saying something, and I believe I said, yeah, we don't mind sucking on toes.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I
see,
did.
I didn't know that was from the D. I thought
that's
that was from the
you're
Flynn.
Not cool and hip,
I thought that
like
was
that.
From the Flynn talking about the shrimping. There's
no,
nothing
be,
wrong with
no,
shrimping
no,
every
that would
now
have been
and again,
you
sir.
Talking about it. If anyone brought it up by
all right,
themselves.
Yes, that's true. Damn okay. It, fine. I like shrimping. I've said it. Okay, let's get serious
please.
For a moment, people. We're lonely.
Uh-huh.
We're lonely men.
Okay.
We work in radio, for God's
well, that,
sake.
Well, that we do.
We have nothing. Nothing in our lives.
Please tell us we're great.
To brighten our worlds, except when we hear from you. So please donate. We don't need your money.
We
well,
just,
that'd be good, too, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, if you
be,
want to, right?
If you can
PayPal
email
us
money. That Oh, PayPal.
PayPal
please.
Us. I'd like about $350.
I'm going to need about $350.
However, what we want to make our lives bright again, to
right.
make Billy Flynn smile, all you have to
okay.
do is write. Just write to us, okay? We need mail. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. While you're at it, you know, a review over there on iTunes.
Be
that'd
very
be special.
Helpful. Very
it'd
helpful.
Be swell. It would make us tinkly in our happy places.
I'd like it.
We're at 36 reviews. We want more.
We want 37.
We need 37. Absolutely, yes. Yes. That I got.
Thank you.
All right, fine. That's my plug. So we're coming back with talk about comic books, news of the Geekly 2, all on this here Wednesday, October the 20th, whatever it is, episode of GRD.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to the cutting edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of PatioBooks.com.
This is great online entertainment, says Michael R. Meningay of Farpoint Media.
J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds. Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen.
There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange your world can be.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, August 27th, 2008. Coming at you like a hot Carl on a cold day. Flynn and the Vicar. What?
Just need to remember to wear my motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, all right. Flynn and the Vicar. Well, according to the guy that just died, who wrote the 100 Things to Do Before You Die.
Yeah.
Apparently, wearing a helmet
would have helped.
Was 101.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would have been the good thing to do. All right. Let's talk comic books, baby.
No, let's take a peek at, let's open up Flynn's.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Flynn's long box.
Crap, again I forgot that,
I
dude.
I know you did, but that's all right. You remembered this.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
It's okay.
It's
in my notes.
Book, man.
We need a big notes. Sign. That says,
you don't use the big board anymore because you don't need it.
Yeah, yeah, all right, fine.
All right, new comics today. Abrams Entertainment has Manga Shakespeare. They have both Julius Caesar and Macbeth in manga
in
style.
Manga.
Yeah.
Huh. It's mangalicious.
I don't remember there being any tentacle rape porn in Shakespeare, but I can't wait to see
it
what
was
I
between
missed.
The lines. You had to look for it.
Well, not here.
Well, all right, fine. Abstract Studios, Terry Moore's Echo, trade paperback volume 1, which may be the way I check this out, because you know I like my strangers.
True.
Never read any of the Echo, but it's relatively new now.
Here's
so
your chance.
Here's the sign.
There it is. Dark Horse has some Star Wars goodness for you. Star Wars Legacy number 27 and Star Wars Rebellion number 16. That's Vector part 8 of 12, for those of you keeping up.
Wow. Okay. From DC Comics, All-Star Superman. You digging on the All-Star Superman?
It's
Billy
good.
Flynn?
I like to get a couple issues into it.
Trade paperback volume 1 is only $13.
It's good
so
stuff.
So it's kind of a nice way to get hold of that. Also, oh, Ambush Bug, baby!
Year Ambush Bug, number two.
Right, 2 of 6. It's out.
Oh, it's good stuff. Batman Gotham After Midnight, 4 of 12. DC Universe Last Will and Testament, number 1.
I don't know what that is.
I hope they left me the Green Lantern ring that works.
I don't know what that's about. Is that tied in with whatever the hell they're doing now this year?
Maybe. It doesn't say that it is, but I bet. But Final Crisis Rogue's Revenge, number 2 is. Final Crisis Superman Beyond, 1 of 2 is.
Catwoman, issue number 82 is out today. Brave and Bold, hardcover, volume 2. If you want to collect those bad boys, you can. Oh, and look, The Lost Boys, coming on the heels of the not really all that good Lost Boys sequel from a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Reign of Frogs wraps up issue 4.
Devil's Due Publishing has Dragonlance Legends Time of the Twins, number 2 of 3, and the Halloween 30th Anniversary Special. Okay, sure. Normally, I guess it's like, you know, a TV variety hour.
You know, the Time of the Twins, you know what that makes me think of?
What's that?
Boobies.
No doubt.
Yeah.
IDW Publishing has Star Trek Year 4, The Enterprise Experiment, number 5. That's out. That's good today.
Nice. Marvel Comics, Haunt of Horror.
Ooh.
Lovecraft, issue 3 of 3 is out. Also, Kick-Ass, number 4, which I haven't checked out yet. I hear it's good.
I do, too. Avengers Initiative, number 16, which is a Secret Invasion tie-in, is out today.
Of course
it Secret is. Invasion Amazing Spider-Man, number 1 of 3, which is a Secret Invasion tie-in, is out today.
Really?
And Fantastic Four True Story, number 2 of 4, which I have no idea even what the hell that is.
We don't know. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Marvel Comics Presents number 12 is out. I don't know if that's a tie-in.
Oh,
I bet it is. You know why? Because they all are.
Yes.
My final thing is the official handbook Marvel Universe A to Z, Premier Hardcover Volume 4. I would like to have these. I don't. At $25 a pop, you know, I'm already $100 for these damn things. So I don't know if it'll happen, but that's kind of cool.
Sweet. And the last thing I have, Scholastic Press has Sipping Spiders Through a Straw, the hardcover, $15.99. Title alone, baby.
Crunchy.
Title alone.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
It's all we have.
So, it looks like Michelle Rodriguez just might be back to see if she can get...
No!
Nos, baby, yes indeed. She's going to return for one episode. Multiple sources have confirmed this, but they haven't said why, how, or whatever, because like everything else, when you watch the show Lost... It's shrouded in secrecy.
Of course it
is. So Michelle Rodriguez back for one episode.
From IGN, the BBC apparently considering a big screen Doctor Who. Steve Moffat, who has just taken over from Russell T. Davies as head writer on the show, told an audience at the Edinburgh International Television Festival this week he'd be interested in doing a movie adaptation.
Sweet!
So, there you go. The Doctor,
like
all
that.
You other fans out there listening, check that out.
The Army has given a team of University of California researchers $4 million grant to study the foundations of synthetic telepathy. But unlike old school mind melds, this would be computer-mediated. The brain-computer interface would use a non-invasive brain imaging technology like electrophilography, which I can't even pronounce, to let people communicate to each other. For example, a soldier would think a message to be transmitted and a computer-based speech recognition system would decode it, send it out, and then break it back down. Basically, the Army is building Cerebro.
I don't know what you just said, man.
You're special, man. You reached out, and you touched it by the heart.
From Geek.com, Amazon has announced a new delivery option guaranteeing selected high-profile games delivered to your door the day they're released.
What?
Shoppers in the U.S. can now ensure release day delivery by selecting the option. Amazon Prime, get this for free if you're one of those members. Everybody else pays an extra $6, but probably worth it. At the moment, the service is limited to select titles right now, including Tiger Woods GPA, PGA Tour 09, Star Wars Force Unleashed, Fable 2, and Gears of War, but look for more releases. Same-day delivery from Amazon.
Speaking of Star Wars stuff, sir, there are some cool Easter eggs in the Clone Wars movie that just happened, from gunners covering their ears while wearing helmets just like they did in episode 4, from a cameo from Admiral Yularen, even the Star Wars website hidden in plain sight in alien language. But the coolest thing has to be R2KT. She's a pink trimmed R2 unit built in honor of Katie Johnson, a brave little girl and daughter of the founder of the 501st Legion, who we all know well. She was very ill and passed away, but her spirit and courage remain an inspiration to Star Wars fans. And the R2KT, name to sound like Katie, makes an appearance at children's hospitals at different children's events and helps raise awareness of pediatric cancer, raise money for charities like Make-A-Wish and Children's Cancer, and now she's part of the Star Wars story forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. I'm not going to give a punchline for that. That's sad and very cool. So
very cool.
Yeah, like 20 seconds. You got a short one? Because mine's not very short.
No, sir.
All right. Well, fine. I'll do it. Just to hell with it. Yeah. Just let it go. We don't care. It's Wednesday. Dragon Con's tomorrow. We don't give a rat's ass. All right. Gig Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution on Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while we're there. While you're there, you know what I mean. Somebody. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly and drop us an email, would you please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
What year is this?
What year?
What a simple enough question, surely.
Are you telling me you don't know
what if I knew I wouldn't ask? Don't be obtuse, man.
1911.
Ah, splendid. An excellent year. One of my favorites, yes.